Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
That this message is for me.
That this message is for me.
Amen.
Amen.
I have been pressing in. Last Tuesday, Sunday morning, and tonight. How about I am? Yeah. Every time I say I am, God is listening.
Amen.
And so is the enemy.
Amen.
So if you say I am sick, the enemy's going to say, ha ha, open door. I'll make him sick. He wants to be sick. He feels like he's sick. Why don't we let him taste what sickness is like? Oh, I'm depressed. Really? What an opportunity for a depressing spirit. Oh, I'm lonely. Oh, another open door. See, every time you say I am, you're declaring your future.
Amen.
Mark 11:24 says, believing you have received, it will be done unto you.
Amen.
Now, when you say those negative things, all hell is celebrating.
Amen.
Now you can have celebration from hell or celebration from heaven.
Amen.
It's up to you. Because nobody can open your mouth except you. And when you open it, you can either bless or curse. You can bless or curse. You can destroy or build. It's up to
me,
my mouth. What I declare about myself, about those that I love, about those that are falling apart, about those that I don't understand. Whoa. You mean that's a responsibility? Yes, it is. So, I'd like to start with, I am righteous and holy.
Mm.
Woo-hoo. Good word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at your neighbor, say, you are righteous.
You are righteous.
And you're holy.
And you're holy.
I can prove it.
I can prove it.
Ephesians 4:24. Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Woohoo! That's for me. I am righteous. Woohoo! Do I feel righteous? No. Do I feel holy? No. So I don't go by feelings. I go by the words that the Lord told me to declare. You want to show your righteousness? Start declaring it. Start declaring as the Holy Spirit leads you. Colossians 3:3 says, I am hidden with Christ in God. Ooh. That's another goodie, isn't it? I am hidden with the Anointed One in God. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. Oh, wow. Can I really declare that? Well, it's up to you. It's your mouth. Now, do you believe it? Mark 11:24. Believing you have received. Believing. It starts by you and I choosing to believe. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Amen.
Only one person is in agreement.
Amen.
What about the rest of you? I am depressed. I feel so lonely, so lonely. Enjoy your trip. While you're depressed, you can be lonely. I don't want to join you. I want to join this girl. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Amen.
Oh, I got a few helpers now. That's getting better. Matthew 5:13. I am the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. So the reality is, I am salty, meaning there are people who are going to give you their opinion of you.
Amen.
They sure will.
Yeah. And you can respond by either agreeing with them or saying thank you for your opinion. You can thank them for their opinion. They have a right to it. But you don't have to agree.
Amen.
Oh, you're having a bad week, are you? We'll give you a couple of dozen of these and a couple of dozen of those. Take in the morning and take at night. I would suggest Gospels. You see, if you take Gospels in the morning and Gospels at night, you won't need pills eventually. Because there's nothing wrong with medication part-time. But you're not on a journey to be on medication forever.
Amen.
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 Okay?
That's right.
My primary care doctor many, many years ago recommended Prilosec. Those wonderful little blue pills. Yeah, beautiful little blue pills. Yeah. Very nice. Oh, yes. So I had gone because the Lord had told me that I needed to go. So, of course, we're talking about Dr. Trump. And he said, what's your difficulty? I says, oh, acid, and it's just not doing right. My stomach is just not behaving. And so he says, well, I'll give you a prescription. I said, good. So he said, I'm going to recommend Prilosec. I said, okay, I knew somebody who was on those, okay? And it cuts the acid way down. But of course, when I read the list of side effects, I wasn't happy. So I thanked him for the prescription, and I said, Lord, do you want me to have this filled? And he said, yes. So the pharmacist says, oh, you can have these refilled for a long, long time. He says, no problem at all. I said, yes, there is a problem. But I didn't say it out loud. So this was like in May. Because I remember it was nice in spring, beautiful weather. So obviously my food habits could be readjusted. I wasn't getting any more belly aches. I wasn't getting any more acid reflux. Very happy about that. But come the beginning of August, I said, Lord, I'm getting tired of these. He said, so am I. He said, finish this prescription, which I had enough for maybe another week. He said, but wean them off. So I took one every other day, and then one every 3 days, and then I stopped. And to the joy of my heart, I am healed.
Amen.
I've never had to go back.
Amen.
Now you say, well, I'm still on them. Welcome. You have a right, but it's up to you.
And now you can buy them over the counter. You
don't but there's a lesser
prescription.
I was on the good stuff. I had a healthy dose, believe me. Two Peter 1:4. I am filled with the divine nature of the Anointed One and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Wow, you gotta repeat that.
I am filled with the divine nature of Christ in the anointing and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4 says, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. Participation. That's good stuff.
Amen.
And escape corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Caused by evil desires. Oh, you say medication cannot be bad. I leave that to the individual. Because I will not tell people do this or do that. That's not my job. My job is to tell you how I got free. My job is to tell the urologist who told me that I would be forever using a catheterizer. And after 3 years, I was sick of it. And I said to the Lord, what's your plan? He said, what took you so long? I had asked him before, but he wasn't really being teasing me back. But he was teasing me back, saying, you can get off of this. Oh, well, your bladder can't allow anything to come out because the muscles are dead. So for as long as you live, you're going to have to do this 3 times a day. And I said, no way.
No.
So on my third visit, I said to the urologist, I said, out of all your people that you take care of down the bottom, I said, have you had any restoration of the plumbing? He said, well, maybe 1 in a million. So I said, I'm it. That's me. About after instructions from the Lord to cut back and to allow my body to function. After 3 years, I've been free, and I've been free ever since.
Amen.
Why? Because I am not an infirmity continuing to stay sick.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? So it's up to you. Through these, he has given Kim his very great and precious promises. I can either use them or throw them out the window. It's up to me. So that through these promises I may participate in the divine nature. That divine nature is working in me. My prostate works. My bladder works. I don't have to destroy my body every day because a doctor said this is going to be forever. I didn't like forever. I still don't like it when there's difficulties in my body. But I'm giving you those two examples that you can follow. You don't have to stay crippled.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? You don't have to stay sick. Oh, well, I like what the doctor said because now I have an infirmity forever and I get a nice check at the end of the year.
Amen. Or once a month.
Or once a month. Hear me when I say this.
Yes.
I'm not judging or condemning. I am saying those promises are for all those who want to use them.
Amen. Amen.
Matthew 5:14. Matthew 5:14. I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. You know, that sounds so cool when you say, oh, we are a city on a hill. Oh, we're untouchable. We're so full of light. Yet you're confessing darkness day in and day out. It's up to you to keep the lights on and the shades up so that they can see your light. Don't be ashamed of who's inside of you. You don't have to make a fool of yourself, but when they ask you a question, how are you different? Yeah, I'm different because I don't go with the pack. I run with him. I'm not interested in your opinion to keep me in bondage. I am interested in getting free and staying free. Because that word is written for you and for me. Lift your right hand. Say, I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
And I am ready to give out light.
And I am ready to give out light.
To whoever is in darkness.
To whoever is in darkness.
Amen. Amen. You're catching on. This one you might find a little bit tough, but I'm going to try to do it right. Help me, Lord, because I don't want to miss this one. John 15, verses 1 and 2. John 15, verses 1 and 2. I watched John a few minutes ago looking at one of these nice grapes, you know. Did you ever notice that grapes grow together?
In clusters.
Yeah, they grow in clusters. Did you ever rub shoulder to shoulder with somebody? And they really are irritating to you? In other words, that grape next to you could be a little bit abrasive, angry, bitter, upside down maybe, just rubbing you the wrong way. The reason for that is so that you can pray for that individual. It is not to continue to be an irritation. John 15 says, I am part of the true vine. I am the true vine and the Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful, bearing what you see on the vine. The fruit that I shared with you a few moments ago are fruit that I cherish because my body is his to continue to set free on a daily basis.
Amen.
Every single one of us has challenges in our bodies, and it's okay. But it doesn't have to remain in a crippled space.
Amen.
Because the vine feeds the branch. You and I have branches. We're connected to him. He feeds us with his life. He feeds us with his bread of life. He feeds us with his precious blood. And the power of life and death is in the blood. So when we come to the table, we come with different intentions. But God is saying through his Son, Jesus Christ, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. So Papa decides to cut something off and you're going to say, ah! If you didn't, you're not human. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. So those who don't bear fruit, watch out. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will even be more fruitful. Colossians 3:4. Colossians 3:4. I am an expression of the life of Christ. Wow. Say it with me. I am an expression,
of the life of Christ.
In other words, I am an expression
of the life of the Anointed One.
So Colossians 3:4 says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Ooh, isn't that cool? In other words, when he decides to show up in your earth, you're going to be showing him to your world. I'm pondering so that you can digest that one. Because you know what? Most Christians think they're useless. You're not.
You are just the opposite. When the Anointed One is your life and appears, then you will also will appear with him in glory. In other words, the glory that's in you will start radiating out of you. And people will be drawn to you. And they might reach out their hand and say, "Would you pray for me today?" As I told you earlier, that hug with my mailman this morning on a side street in the middle of town was because of obedience yesterday and a week before and the week before that. Building relationships is not an accident. I'm going to give you the last one. Colossians 3:12. Colossians 3, verse 12. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved.
Amen.
I am chosen of God and dearly loved. Whoa. That's better than Solomon with 1,000 wives.
Amen.
He thought he was loved. But he had failed. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Woo-hoo, what a list. But it's a good list. Yes. Patience is something that he is. Anybody that can put up with me has to be having a lot of patience. And I could say that about every one of us.
Amen.
Because you know what? Sometimes we're so stuck in our old patterns that we, even though we know these truths, we don't confess them. They're for that one, or they're for that girl. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. This time I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to put right hand over your heart and say, "It's about time I get a clue."
It's about time I get a clue.
I am chosen of God.
I am chosen of God.
Holy.
Holy.
And dearly loved.
And dearly loved.
And he means it.
And he means it.
He's not changing his mind.
He's not changing his mind.
I am chosen of God.
I am chosen of God.
I am holy.
I am holy.
And I'm dearly loved.
And I'm dearly loved.
And I'm not changing my mind.
And I'm not changing my mind.
This is my confession tonight.
This is my confession tonight.
I am truly loved by my Father.
I am truly loved by my Father.
And sometimes he loves me enough to say no to me.
And sometimes he loves me enough to say no to me.
Because he knows what's best. Take a deep breath now. Let it go. Father, tonight you pressed in some truth. And now I ask that you would pour in your grace and your favor and your angelic assistance so that they will not come back here on Sunday the same way they came in tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
I want them full of your favor and grace, yes, and more than anything else, to taste of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
Because they are loved. And so am I.